Welcome to God's Laws for Business. We are confident that if you will apply yourself and learn these laws, these 12 laws over these 14 chapters in the book God's Laws for Business, you will have change in your life. And these laws are intended to be connected together like you might think of a chain. If any one link is broken or not strong, all of the rest of the value of the chain is lessened to the level of that one chain and the strength in that one link. We encourage you to apply all of the laws together. Now, today, we're going to talk about the law of quality. And I must mention, these laws are all important, not only for those people that are starting their business for the first time, but for those people that are in an existing business and they want to increase and grow their business to the next level. And these laws also apply to those businesses that are in trouble. You're finding that things are not going like you planned, or you're not seeing the success you want. If you will look at the laws and determine which laws you're breaking and which laws you're doing well in, making sure that all of the laws are working together like a chain pulling you out of poverty. Well, let's get started on what we call law number 3, the law of quality. We like to use scripture, and it's a foundation of everything we do. And today we're going to talk about Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. And it goes like this: whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as if you're working for the Lord, not for human masters. We also like to include valuable quotes from notable authors. In this case, a quote from Orson Mardin. The quality of your work in the long run is the deciding factor on how much your services are valued by the world. Let's hear an interesting story about Kenneth and his family as they were setting out to have a major celebration for a birthday party. The event they planned was intended to be a happy event ending in a great celebration, but instead it ended in disaster, all because the store owner lacked an understanding of the value of quality. Kenneth was ready to celebrate. The birth date for his twin sons was almost here, and he just had a fantastic day at his automotive repair business. Walking through the door at the house, he announced to his wife, Mama Gaza, and his boys that they were going to walk down the street and have dinner at the new restaurant. On their short walk, they were busy chatting back and forth about what each person was going to try at the new restaurant, and the anticipation was growing step by step. Even though it was busy at the restaurant, the staff maneuvered through the crowded tables just like they were a well-trained World Cup football team, and quickly they found a table for the Gaza family celebration. The family ordered, and everyone was surprised. Before Kenneth had finished telling them about his wonderful day, their steaming hot food landed in front of them. It smelled oh so good, and it tasted even better. This place was great! The twins, who had been silently devouring their food, finally broke the silence when they noticed the smiling waitress had left 2 pieces of candy on top of their bill. The twins were beyond happy with their meal and their free candy. Kenneth and Mama Gaza were happy that it was not an expensive meal and it was really tasty. Everything was amazing until the next morning. Kenneth, Mama Gaza, and the twins all woke up feeling like their stomachs were in knots. The pain increased until all of them were dealing with very intense pain. Their perfect meal at the restaurant had, without question, made them sick. Kenneth had to call all his clients that he had scheduled to prepare that day and explain that he and his family had eaten at the new restaurant and got food poisoning. Mama Gaza had to call all of her friends and family that were planning to come for the twins' birthday party and tell them each the story of how they had gotten sick. And even the twin boys themselves told every single person that would listen about the pending doom of eating at that new restaurant. On the surface, it appeared that the new restaurant had done so many things right. It had a great location. It had a high-performing, happy team of servers. The food was tasty and inexpensive, and there were pleasant surprises like the candy included with the bill. Unfortunately, beneath the surface, there was an error in judgment, a big mistake, As events unfolded, all the hard work and time spent to make the restaurant fantastic could not survive that one big mistake. The restaurant owner had made an error in judgment. The owner's mindset drove him to maximize his profit, cut corners, and save money on the meat that he had purchased for his customers. He could tell that the meat was older than what he should have purchased. If he was truthful, he would not have purchased that meat to feed his own family. He had to fight his own conscience back at the first time, but after the second time, it became easier and easier as time went on. More than one of his team at the restaurant noticed the meat he was cooking and said that it did not look good, but he would tell them that if he cooked the meat long enough and added enough spices, it would be okay and it would save him oh so much money. The restaurant owner had chosen to purchase lower quality ingredients in order to save a little money every week. But over time, that big mistake cost the restaurant much more than what he had ever saved and would really destroy his business forever. The restaurant not only lost the revenue of the next visit of Kenneth's family, because they'll never come there again, but it also lost all of the potential future visits as well. On top of that, Kenneth and his family felt like it was their duty to spread the word and warn their family, friends, neighbors, clients, co-workers, and virtually everybody they talked to. Even years into the future, if anyone asked them if that restaurant was good, they would quickly reply, "If you want to get food poisoning, then go ahead and eat there. Take your chances." The restaurant had unintentionally created four billboards that walked around the city shouting, "Do not eat at the new restaurant. Save yourself a bunch of pain and go somewhere else." You know, this story repeats itself over and over again in many businesses all around the world. There's always a trade-off. What can I do to cut the cost? How can I save some money? But if you take that thought too far, you're cutting into your quality. Where do you draw the line? In future lessons, we're going to talk about customer development and how do you retain a customer to come back to you again and again, and how do you make that customer a walking billboard telling how good you are? Well, it all hinges upon having quality and having consistent quality. One day you can't have quality and the next day you drop off. And that involves the next law we're going to talk about, the law of systems. In order to create the same quality every day or every product or every time you produce a product or service, you must have systems. You can set the level of quality in your company and then predict because of systems the level of quality that you want for your business. And this is going to even require some kind of a quality inspection system, even a second party within your company or someone third party that would come in and grade your quality, grade whether this is good enough or not so good. That's going to take guts. You're going to have to tell some people, "No, that is not good enough quality. Do it again." This is part of having a business that is successful. In our teaching of God's laws for business, we like to point out that these laws, including the law of quality, is consistent with the teachings of the Word of God, the Bible. Let's take, for example, the story of creation in Genesis chapter 1. You probably know this story, and we believe firmly that God created this heavens and earth. It says on day 1, He created certain things, and on day 2, He created other things. The interesting thing related to quality is that at the end of those days, He made this statement, "And it was very good." That's a high quality statement. This is God's statement of quality. He approved the goodness of what He just created, and we know it was good. We can also find this truth about quality in the New Testament. Let's take the first example of the very first miracle that Jesus performed. He wasn't wanting to do a miracle that day, but He was sort of pulled into the situation. There was a wedding, and it was the third day of the wedding. They had run out of wine. There must have been a huge attendance there, and they had not planned for enough of the wine. Jesus was called upon, and He gave instructions to put water in these 6 pots, and then as they dipped the water out, it was turned to wine, and they served it to the leader of the wedding. And when that person took that sip of the wine, they said, "Wow, this is very good. Most people wait for the inn to have the cheapest, the poorest quality wine. But somehow, Jesus, you have created the very best wine at the inn. That's a quality statement. You find this story in John chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. In looking at business today around the world, you can see that quality is a very important part of every business and service. At some point, the level of quality is linked directly with the level of the price. So again, you must determine who your customer is, develop that customer base, produce a product or service for that customer in the price range that will fit that customer base, but also maintain the highest quality you possibly can have within that price range. It's common sense that if you have a restaurant and you want to cater to the worker, the daily worker that has only a limited budget to eat their meal, then you must establish the highest quality you can at a price level that matches that customer. But at the same time, you may have a restaurant that's a high-end restaurant, and it's a place that you would take your spouse or your family, like for a wedding event or some kind of a very special occasion. It is obvious that the price of the high-end restaurant is going to be quite a bit more expensive than that price of the meal that someone's just eating for lunch. So you must determine who your customer is and where your market is, and within that market, determine the absolute highest quality that you possibly can have and maintain that level of quality with every meal that goes out of the kitchen, and then determine who your competition is. You're always going to have competition. That's one of our laws, understanding the law of competition. The lack of quality at the restaurant where Kenneth and his family were poisoned can play out in all kinds of businesses. What if you paid to get your car fixed and you found out later that the mechanic installed used parts rather than new parts, but charged you for new parts? Poor quality can kill a business. Ask yourself, do you buy from those same people again? Of course not. Apply this to your business. Now be serious about this and list several ways that you can check the quality level of your product or service before the customer receives it. As we come to an end, I would like to lead you in a confession. Remember, a confession is something you say with your mouth loud enough that your own two ears can hear it. And if you're with a group, say it in unison together. Let's go. With God's help, I am an agent of change. My actions today will shape what tomorrow becomes.